Hello?
Hi, Malden.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. This is Alex from Forest by Southsys. I'm Forest Assistant. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I'm working. What's I can help you?
Nothing really. I just wanted to give you a call and introduce myself. Again, as I've said, I'm Forest Assistant, and from now on, I will be your point of contact as we work together to buy your house. I just work closely with attorneys to ensure that we close on time, and I keep an open communication with Forrest as well throughout the day just to ensure that all your needs are met. Now,
I'm sorry, you
if
said
there
someone's up there already?
I'm
Thank you.
sorry.
No, I'm listening, man. I'm just doing two things at one time.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that. Well, that's just it. I just wanted to let you know that I've started the title process. So, the title company or the attorney's office might be reaching out to you. You might be receiving a letter, phone call, or an email from them if they have like any other questions.
Okay, when will the payment be made on the house? Because the bill is due and it's going to go into default if payment's not made.
Oh, okay. When will it due? Because it looks here, just based on the contract that you signed, that the closing date is March 14th. So once everything has been processed, you should be receiving the payment. It's gonna be either it will be wired through you or it's gonna be we can also do a check. But usually
I'm sorry, but my question is, what about the payment that needs to be made on the house if it goes as default or foreclosure? Because it says the payment needs to be made by March the 7th.
okay, March 7th. Did you talk about that with Forrest?
I had not, because
Okay.
I didn't know how long it was going to take. I thought it would be a payment made before March the 7th to pay it off. I don't want to make a payment if I'm going to pay it off.
Okay. So you said
Right.
March 7th, you need to make a payment for the foreclosure, if I heard you right.
Correct.
Let me discuss
I
that
was
with
going
him.
to call. Yeah.
Let me actually, because he didn't mention anything about that. So this is the first time that I'm hearing that as well. So, what time are you available if I will schedule a call back between him and you?
You can always call me, but I'm always working. I'm an independent contractor, so.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Let me see. I think it's available around this time, so let me go ahead and message him right now so he can call you back right away.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.